this is taking too much attention away from the thing that's actually already right. making us money. So should we continue to pursue that thing and make it make money?
Dude.
Or do we cut bait right now and double or triple down on the thing that's making money
yeah.
and has more upside? Real business owner. Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward. Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. As always,
Kilo Jizzy.
What's up, friends? What's up?
Bro, I was going to elongate it.
Oh.
You came in a little hot, a little quick.
As long as they heard. Yeah. They heard both.
Yeah. It's both of us. Again. You know how we do. And I did tell Cal this morning we need to do better about telling you guys to actually rate, review us, all that stuff. We're terrible at telling you guys what to do. We're pretty good. Well, maybe not. I mean, over the podcast, we kind of tell them what to do, and then they go implement it. But when we actually ask for a direct, hey, will you go do this thing for us?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that falls on deaf ears. So it would be appreciated.
I had a guy come up to me at the concert.
Yeah.
Just the 4th of July concert here locally. Yeah. And he was like really excited to meet me, and he was saying how much our podcast has helped him. And I'm like, well, did you like it, rate it, review it?
Yeah.
He said yes.
Oh, I was going to say 9 times out of 10. I'm like, oh, weird. I've never seen your name or have you? I've been meaning to do that, but I got an Android. Or something like that. I'm like, oh, fuck. What do I say now? Go to Spotify. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, review it somewhere.
Find a way, man.
Fucking post about it on Facebook. Tell somebody about us. Help a brother out. You know? Hell, there's a lot of people here. Go grab the mic. Tell them about it. That's your review. Guys, today we wanted to touch on a topic that that hits close to home for us,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be self-aware. You have to be kind of open-minded. And be when you audit self, be honest. If this is you or if this is you, right? So go ahead and kind of explain a little bit about the topic, why we're going to talk about the topic and all that shit.
You know, we were just barely 10 minutes ago meeting with the new COO, CEO, whatever, CFO, whatever. He can have all the titles, right? We just like making it rain. That's what we like to do.
Yeah.
And we've learned a lot doing that. But anyway, in this conversation with him, as we're bringing this guy in to help us take something to the finish line, we have very big goals for this company. And when I say finish line, I mean, like, we just want really big evaluations. We want big money, change people's lives within the company. We've been saying for years, like, we're going to make millionaires in this company, right? So anyway, we hired this guy because he's done big things, right? Like, he's exited multi 9-figure companies. He's been a part of taking them to the finish line several times. It's like, it's our dude. Plus we really resonate with the guy.
Oh, good man.
He's he's going to be a huge addition to the team. We're super excited. But as we're sitting there talking with him, he's like, man, I always wished I had what you guys have, man. Like, I've never been able to start a company. Like, you guys literally go and create something out of nothing and you bring it to this point. Yeah. And he's like, man, I wish I had your guys' sales ability. I wish I had your people skills, like, whatever, all the things that he wishes he had, right? And we're just sitting here like, man, you know, like, we wish we had more of what you have. Yeah, you know, you can come in, you've done these things, you know what the metrics look like, what the numbers got to do, what all the buckets got to do, all the handoffs got to look like. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we've built this company, we've drug it pretty far with just straight up our hustle, our sales abilities, like, you know what I mean? Like, our personal growth that we've done over the years, right? Like, our networking, all these things, right? But this guy's like, really admires our starting skills, right? And we admire his finishing skills. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when me and Trevor talking, like, what should we talk about? I'm like, man, we should talk about starting and finishing, because you know what? There's a lot of things. Like, finishers is one of my family values, literally on our wall. Like, Goodmans are finishers, right? But we can't finish the things we literally have no idea about.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's like, when I say that to my kids, I'm like, look, when you make a commitment to maybe start a book, you finish it, right? When you sign up for a team, like, you don't quit halfway through the year. You finish the season, right? Like, when you take on a challenge, you finish it. And we're all those type of people, right? But we can't take something to the finish line without bringing the right people in sometimes, right? So are you more of a great starter or are you a great finisher?
That is a finisher.
Right.
That is a finisher. What you're talking about.
Still like finding
the individual that can still make it happen, or teaming up with the individuals that are a right fit, that are great in the areas that you lack, right? Yeah. Like, you can't start and finish 100% of everything that you do, but you can create a situation where if you started something, you can surround yourself with the people that can help you finish what you started. And I think that that's where most people lack, is they start something and it's their business, their baby, and they don't give up enough of their business or their baby to the individuals around them. In other words, their team members, to try to help serve the business and the baby, right? They say it takes a, what do they say? It takes a village to raise a child or something like, in other words, everybody has a hand in it. And why that's true is because we're all just individuals of a billion different experiences that we've had growing up, turning out to be Kel, or turning out to be Trevor, or you, the listener, right? And so we already know that we're just a bunch of those experiences intertwined into who we are as an individual. But what could you do in terms of finding the individuals that help get you where you're trying to go? You have to surround yourself with the right people so that, one, you could become better as an individual and absorb little pieces of them, because we've already said we're excited to learn from him.
Right.
You know, he's probably excited to learn from us in different aspects, right? And that's what makes it so special and so awesome, is he's a good-hearted dude, good man. Our intentions are good. And when you business shows the worst sides of people in a lot of cases, right? Yeah. And I honestly think that if you could see the worst sides of individuals and survive that, you know, there's a lot of special things that can happen. And we've survived a lot of nasty things, right?
Yeah.
We've seen bad sides of each other over the course of years. Why? Because we're human. We're going to go through ebb and flows and ups and downs. And I've seen Kel's down. He's seen my down. I've seen his ups. He's seen my ups. And it gets to the point where
we're basically married.
We're basically married.
Trevor's my other marriage.
It is what it is. Yeah.
When you're married to someone, you see all sides of them.
You see all sides of them. You smell their farts.
In bed. Next to each other a lot of times.
All Kel's shits and farts smell the exact same. They're just more potent than others, right? Like, one's really strong, one's really weak. But the scent is the scent is the scent.
Hey, not and your yours don't stink you. All the time, but when they do, they're bad, bro.
And I tell my lady that too. I'm just like, don't worry, this one won't stink. I already know if I have an empty tummy or if I have a full tummy, of whether it's going to stink or not, where my hunger
was
is.
Was a little hot coming out, or did it just breeze right out? You know?
Kel's seen the outsides and smelt the insides and vice versa, right? So we've been through a lot together, and really the idea is, over the course of years and being together with yourself, are you becoming more self-aware of what you're great at starting, or that maybe you're not great at starting, that you're more of a finisher and you need guys like me and Kel around to just go fucking scurry up a bunch of different startups so that it keeps you busy cleaning up the mess, right?
Well, I thought I'm just having is like, and be proud of it, man. Like, you know what I mean? If you had asked me a year ago, like, I'd have been like, well, I'm a finisher, dude. I take pride in finishing things, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, talking to Devin today, I'm like, dude, I'm actually really proud of what we've started. Yeah. You know, like, be proud of, like, if you're a guy that's a really great starter and you got to bring people in to kind of help you become a finisher at something because you don't have that knowledge or that resource or whatever, right? Like, that's okay. Like, you actually should have, like Trevor was saying, the self-awareness to be like, okay, man, like, I'm really good at starting things. Cause dude, we've started a lot of companies.
A lot.
We've seen some fail, and we have had more succeed than fail. Like, even the ones that we decided to fizzle out and be done with,
we could have.
We probably still made millions of dollars off of.
Well, there's also ones that we probably could have kept pursuing. But it was just like, do we cut bait and double or triple down on some of these other things that are really, that we, this is taking too much attention away from the thing that's actually already making us money. So should we continue to pursue that thing and make it make money?
Dude.
Or do we cut bait right now and double or triple down on the thing that's making money
and
has more upside? Because I think we've cut bait on some businesses that we could have made work as well, right? So when you say we've seen a lot of successes, and some literally, as Kel said, we wind it down. Like, oh, this is a $2 million, $2.5 million business that we literally just wind it down to nothing in order to take that same team and convert it into a whole new business model, which I don't think a lot of people do, dude. Like, that right there is a skill by itself, because we could take an entire there was like 18 or 20 employees with that company, and we literally shifted entire business models. Right. Boom. And we took 18 people over to a brand new business that we thought could do more revenue than the $2.5 million. Yeah. And now it's doing $4 million in revenue with a different business model. So it's almost doubled, pretty close to doubled the amount of revenue, and our income from that has doubled, if not just a little bit more than that. But it took a year, year and a half of us willing to eat shit to rebuild and do something for that result to happen. And so but that's us starting something, killing, and then starting something that was going to be better than what we currently had.
Yeah.
So we are great starters. We are, without a doubt.
Right.
And because we see more success, I think, than most people see as starters, like, we can drag something to a very far point.
Right.
Just with sheer will, sheer hustle, network, sales ability, you know, all of that. We can drag something to 10 million, 12 million, 17 million or whatever. But the real, I would say, rocket fuel to any business is scalability. No matter whether it's 10 million, 20 million, 30 million, can you operate at a high level at scale?
Yeah.
And we've seen cracks with inside of what we currently have, going from 10, 11 million to 17 million over the last year or two. And we've seen this rapid growth. And what growth does is it is painful, but it shows you where you're weak.
Right.
Right. And so we can sit here and bitch and complain about some of the problems that we've had, or shit, we lost a guy or two, why we're going through massive growth. We can't afford to. So here our communication lacks, when all we do is want to say, hey, we're the communication guys, you know, and it's really been hurtful to hear some stuff kind of behind the scenes. Let's have that motherfucker scale a business and do what we've done and have a squeaky fucking clean, not one squeaky wheel, right? It just, you can't do what we've done and boom, and see what we've seen without having some headaches, without having some problems. But what are you doing to address those headaches and those problems? Is that now your main focus, like it's been ours for the last 2 or 3 months, in finding the person that's going to be the finisher, the ones that like to get granular, like, give me this piece of data or that piece. Like, I want to look for a pattern here and there. Like, we want to go start businesses and rub shoulders with people. We want to impact and serve people at a high level. But at the end of the day, if we're just great at that front end piece, we have to team up. Like, we're 5'7". We're not going to be down by the boards. If we're going to put a basketball team together, we might need to have at least one tall guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To help get rebounds on all our missed shots, right?
It's true,
and
man.
So we've got our
guy. We're point guards, dude.
You're point guards, bro. We're just trying to start the play, bro. Let's see you dunk it down low. Devin's our dunker down low, right? And so that's just kind of is what it is at this point. And I'll tell you this much. I'm more confident than I've ever been as an entrepreneur. The team that's being assembled, the money that we're putting back into the business is unlike anything that we've done. We're more committed now than we were 5 years ago or 10 years ago to doing something amazing, not just financially, but also being the outlier in an accounting industry where communication does lack. And look, we've fell victim to growing and getting to the point where now we've started to adopt maybe some of the things a traditional firm was doing, which lacked communication or whatever. And then we analyze and say, this is not why we exist.
Right.
We originally started because of X, X, and X. So let's just pump the brakes for a minute. Let's create something that's going to be the best of the best of the best so that we can go out there and do what we're great at, get attention on our business, and start doing more business and make sure that the people that we're onboarding is getting a service that they need and deserve as an entrepreneur, because we're entrepreneurs. We understand how tough it already is.
Right.
The last thing that we want is to be a part of the problem.
Right.
And so what we need to do is great. We were great starters. We started something with the right intention in mind. Our heart and our minds were in the right spot in wanting to serve the entrepreneur community.
Right.
And make a positive change in an industry that we thought was lacking. And we were going down that path, and then boom, scale.
Yeah. Cause there's a lot of things to think about, right? Yeah. Like, okay, we're handling 100, 200, 300 customers just fine. And then all of a sudden, you know, some things start happening. People start slipping through the cracks, customers. And, you know, and then you're like, oh, well, let's pump the brakes. Oh, well, we can't pump the brakes because now the salesman's livelihood depends on it. And then if we pump the brakes there and then there's not enough clients coming in, well, now fulfillment's lives depend on it. And so it's like, oh my gosh, how do we create because we created pretty good systems and processes up to a certain point, but it was like, oh shit, we kind of created a company that's outgrown this level we've ever been at before.
It might work at 8 or 10 million, but it ain't going to work at 20 to 25 million.
It was pretty easy to just stay on top of everybody at a certain point until it wasn't anymore. And so, you know, systems, processes, things like that, new bigger goals, like everything evolves. And so when you have big goals, like let's say you're like, man, I want to build something to where it's going to be evaluated for $300-$500 million, but you've never been there. Well, what do those metrics look like? What does it look like to get that type of evaluation? What does it look like to find a buyer for your company if you really did want to exit one day? And then what is it that they're going to look at? Like, we don't know. We've never done that before, right? And so bringing somebody in that actually has done that before is going to allow us to be now like on the finishing line when we want to be there.
Well, I mean, I would say this as well to people listening is, this is proof, just right. This example that we're sharing with you is proof that you need to hire way before you think that you need to hire.
Yeah.
For that role. Why?
So important.
Because usually people wait till there's such a big problem and such a big headache that they're like, fuck, I need help.
Yeah.
And guess who's taking the brunt of that? You and the customer.
Yeah.
Okay. So the customer has to be a squeaky wheel for you to be able to be stressed out and have those headaches to then feel the need that I need help.
Right.
Right. And so why would you wait for a customer to have that need, for you to have the headache, for then for you to address it? Why? You do that because you're being fucking cheap. Yeah. Right. We think we're operating just fine, which we were operating just fine. Things were great. You know, customers are happy. Employees are happy. Until it gets to the eventually, if you're in business long enough, it could be year 3, it could be year 5, it could be year 10, it could be year 15. Eventually, you're going to have that 1 or 2 years where the rocket fuel, all the work that you've done finally hits that, what do they call that? The hockey stick or whatever, where it just goes and shoots straight up, right? You're going to hit that moment. The question is are you preparing for that moment prior to hitting that moment? Yeah. Or are you just going to wait to have extreme pain to be like, oh shit, this hurts way too bad. I need help.
Right.
Right. And so again, sometimes we give ourselves maybe a little too much credit as entrepreneurs, thinking that we've got it.
Yeah.
You know, like we can handle
it. I can figure it out.
I can figure it. You've done it up to this point, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you've been
problem solvers.
We give ourselves that type of credit. Mm-hmm. Eventually you're going to hit a point in business where you have to surround yourself with an all-star team.
Yeah.
The sooner that you can do that, the better. Initially, you're trying to get the cheapest help that you possibly can just to have another body or a pulse to do this thing, emails or phone calls or this, that, the other. If we were to do anything and anything different, it would be making sure that we're assembling long-term players and people right from the get-go so that you don't ever have to kind of hit a stop button to a certain extent or slow down button to then get the right all-star team in place. And don't get me wrong, we have amazing people that are each great in their department, but we now need an actual head to the dragon, so to speak, that controls all the departments and makes sure that they're serving them in a capacity that helps them grow as department leaders or managers. And it just can't be us anymore. We've got way too much stuff pulling at us to be external, but yet we've got to be internal trying to run a business. We took our eye off the ball for just a second trying to do different shit, but that's because things were fine at home.
Well, there's a lot of confusion too, man. Like we go to these masterminds and we go to, you know, these places when we learn about ourselves and it's like, well, am I a visionary? Am I an integrator? Like, you know what I mean? And then you start seeing things and in like, say, cause you and I were going together to a lot of these things. Right. And so it's like, well, you know, maybe I'm more visionary. Maybe Trevor's more integrator because I do this, but he does that. And it's like, bro, when it comes down to it, I think we're both like visionaries. And I think we're both, like we've done some integrating to a certain point, but you don't know what you don't know. And so when you don't know things and you don't even know the things that you need to know to go to the next level,
because you don't think like that,
you know, because you've never been an integrator or integrated a company and done the things that have been done at that level. It's like, man, like at the end of the day, like we're fucking hustlers, we're sales guys, we're visionaries. You know, we really can create, you know, a business pretty much out of like
thin air.
An idea. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, well, then we'll figure out how to sell it, and then we'll hire people and we'll teach them how to sell it, and then we'll figure out how to fulfill it and what makes a customer happy, and then we'll hire people there and we'll teach them, and then, you know, but then there's this whole other world on the other side of that that we're just now stepping into that we've never been in. And so bringing that person to us to help lift us up to that next level is really going to be a key thing for us to actually become like a part of the finishing, right? But we are great starters. We are great at getting things off the ground and getting them to a certain point. And there's no shame in being proud of like that you're great at that. Cause there are people on the other end, like Devin was saying today, like, dude, I wish I had what you guys have, man. Like that's a gift. And we're like, no, what you have is a gift, right? Yeah. They're both gifts. You should be proud of them. Right. But you should be aware enough with yourself to know like where your strengths are. Like obviously he knows he has the brain to come into a company because that's what he's done several times. He hasn't started a company. They've brought him in when they're to the point that we're at right now and say, okay, let's go to 30, 40, 50, 80, $100 million and let's increase the valuations by doing this, 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 and this along the way. And it's like, it takes a special brain to know how to do that. So both sides should be pretty proud of that. But we wouldn't be there if we weren't great at being finishers in the little things in our life as well, right? Like taking on personal challenges you know, and picking up a book and starting it and finishing it. Like all the results really are at the finish line of things, right? Your health, in your mental fitness, in your physical fitness, in your, you know, just everything that you're trying to do to push yourself. Like the results really are at the finish line, right? But when it comes to business, like there really is a special different brain to be kind of like a finisher. And I do remember, I can't remember what book it was, but it talked about how every department in your company should have a great starter and a great finisher. You got a great marketing team assembled, you should have some great starters and some great finishers in there, right? Because there's people that have great ideas to get like a marketing campaign off the ground and they're writing great content, but then there's really great people that are like really good at actually taking it and turning it into an ad and then running the ad spend and figuring out the patterns of, you know, which one's getting the most engagement. And if we change the color, it gets this much more of an impression and then to conversion and blah, 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 blah. Right. And so you got your idea guy, but then you got your ads guy. That's like the finisher. And then you got the great starter over here. And it's the same thing with your sales departments, setters and closers. You know, it's the same thing with your fulfillment where they get things started and you have people come in and finish, like in our case, tax returns. Right. But we have other people that do the tax planning. They're the great starters for the year. You know, so there's like really a lot of truth to that. I've noticed with our business, it's like, dude, we really do need with every team, we need great starters and great finishers.
Well, I think maybe, you know, as you're saying that, it hit me. Maybe we don't give up what we need to give up in some areas, whether it's in our business or whatever it is, right? Yeah. Because maybe we are good starters and finishers in some other areas, like starting a book and finishing it, or say I'm going to run a marathon and you train and you run a marathon, you finish that commitment that you made to self.
Honor those commitments.
Which is a lot different than making a commitment and honoring it when there's groups of people.
Yeah.
And there's personalities that are different than yours that you may not understand how to manage or whatever it is, right? You can manage your personality. You know you well enough. You can pull all the right levers to make you do whatever that thing is. But when you're running an organization, now you've got 40, 50, 60 people that you're all trying to get on the exact same page. And so maybe as an entrepreneur, because we've started and finished a lot of micro things, when it gets your business gets to a certain point, you do not want to admit that you can't finish this thing in the way that you want to finish it.
Yep.
And you want the credit for building and finishing and doing this amazing thing with this company. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's more ego. It's more for credit. It's more for like, here's how I look at it. We are doing the business a disservice by staying in the roles that we're in because there's somebody else better than us at that thing, right? And so if we are trying to be the best of the best of the best when it comes to an accounting firm, we have to understand where we are the best of the best of the best and where we're not.
Right.
And then we bring in the best of the best of the best where we're not.
Yeah.
And so in some cases, past wins could make you feel as though that you're the guy or you're the gal to take this thing to the finish line.
Yeah.
That might be true, but it also might not be true. And if it is the truth and you are the finisher, who do you have around you to start a bunch of bullshit so that you can finish it?
Yeah.
So that you guys are getting things done at a quicker pace because you as the finisher, you might finish that thing and you're waiting for more shit to do, but the starter has, you don't have enough starters around you. So we're going to flip him plenty of shit, right? Yeah. Like, hey, here's the, and he's going to figure out
how to allow him to lead us in the areas where we need to be led.
Correct.
We're great salesmen. We're great rainmakers. We're great team assemblers. We're great culture creators. But we're not great SOP guys. We're not great EOS guys. We're not great. You know what I mean? We're not great at that stuff.
Well, that's because we're good at yelling at people and being like, dude, what the fuck, bro? We talked about this shit, dude. Why that? What? Dude, that doesn't even, like, why? And there's like, you know, maybe it's not systemized. Like, we're outlined as clear as maybe it should, because as us, as great starters, we haven't needed somebody to hold our fucking hand and give us an outline there, say, hey, this needs to be done, or da da, or hey, you got to do this if you want to be successful. Fuck, don't tell me twice. I got to do that to be successful. I'll fucking do it three times just to make sure it's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's just that we're action takers, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe not as methodical in terms of the action. Right. We're just like, let's fucking go and we'll figure it out. We'll get punched in the face a million times and we'll figure out how to work around the jab, right? And realize that if we keep doing that, then this happens. Right. And so you guys have heard us now for a year or so talk about bringing in the guy or what, you know, kind of over. Here it is, right? Yeah. Like, so you, the cool thing about, if you've listened from like day one, you've watched us evolve over the last, you know, 3+ years to the point to where we're now evolving ourselves out of the day-to-day, everyday decisions on the back end in terms of fulfillment, right? Yeah. Because we realized, yeah, we can be great up to a certain point, but if we want to become the best, that's not us.
Yeah.
Unless we bring in the best of the best.
Right.
And so the real question is, and even Aaron Wagner, he even flat out said that on the plane ride back from San Diego. Mm-hmm. And he goes, dude, I watched my dad start a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
He was a great starter.
Yeah.
Not one of them was really took off to be successful. So he's more of a starter. And he goes, what I realized about me is I'm not a starter. Yeah. I'm more of a finisher. I like seeing a concept work at a single store. Like, oh, wow, that's a cool concept.
Yeah.
We could blow this up.
Right.
So then at that point, he comes in and says, let's take this brand or whatever it is, this business.
Use my formula.
And let's, exactly, plug it into this system or formula that we have of what we've done prior. And as long as we do this, and this, the results will be this, and that. So he could take an individual that started a one cookie shop and turn them into one of the biggest franchises in the United States that's worth now $500 million in Crumble, right? That was a one-person store probably 7-8 years ago in Salt Lake, right? So he understands where he's great.
Yeah.
He's great at, he's the rocket fuel to a business.
Right.
He's not the actual foundation.
Right.
He's not the concrete. He's not the walls. He's like, you want to go to fucking outer space? Let's go to outer space.
Yeah.
As long as I believe in it. You know what I mean? And so there are those types of people. And as you kind of ascend to new levels in business or new networking groups or whatever, you're going to start seeing that, like, oh shit, you know, there are starters, there are finishers, there are visionaries, there are integrators. These people do exist. And the reason, if you're a visionary and you're struggling with your business, you don't have an integrator mind. The reason why you're struggling is because you can't see the problem because you don't think like that.
Yeah.
You think about the big picture, not the granular, like, how do we make the big picture work day to day? That's not you.
Yeah.
You're like, fucking let's go to the top. And that's all you say. And then you want to start going with no structure behind you. You know, been there, done that.
A few times now.
and look, it's served us to the point to where we've got where we are today, to where we're learning the lessons that we need to learn.
Yeah.
And really, I guess maybe that the podcast comes full circle. Are you learning what you need to learn on your journey of entrepreneurship? Are you taking the licks and the hits and the stresses and the headaches and trying to dissect why it's happening so that you can make the adjustments as an individual? Right.
Taking ownership.
Correct. Taking ownership of whatever's going on and saying, even taking ownership is, I'm not the guy for that or I'm not the gal for that.
Yeah.
That's taking ownership of saying, I need help,
right?
I need somebody that can come in and do that thing, whatever that thing is, right?
Yeah.
And so wherever you're at in your business, make sure that you're doing enough self-auditing to know whether you're the one that's causing the businesses, the problems by you being close-minded.
Yeah.
We're believing that you're something that you're not, right? Like, oh, I'm this guy. Did it. Is that your ego telling you that you're that type of person just to make you feel good? Or are you really that type of person? Because if you're feeling what you're feeling right now, maybe you're not that type of person and your ego wants you to feel like you're that type of person just so you could sleep a little bit better at night and maybe avoid really you know, having to do the hard thing, which is take a step back and pay somebody that's good at their thing to come in and help you with your thing. Right.
Dude,
so
amen to that. Mic drop to all that. Seriously, dude. That was a great rant towards the end there, because that's really what it comes down to is
either your ego's getting
really
in the way.
You're not really being true to yourself. Correct. You know what I mean? You know? Correct. And so, and it's okay to go through that. Like, you have to, but you've got to ask yourself those questions along the way. You know, like, what is it in me? What do I want to do? What level do I want to take this to? What do I know? What do I want to know? What don't I want to know? And how can I bring that to me so that we can do this, right? Like, our whole goal is we just want to bring everybody up with us, right, in this company that's been here with us.
What excites you, though, like, as an individual, right? Like, what excites us is watching people grow around us.
That's true.
Watching people elevate up, like giving them opportunities that we wish we would have had when we worked for other companies. We enjoy mingling with other entrepreneurs. We enjoy watching even people in our masterminds evolve and grow as individuals, whether it's in their fitness, their faith, or finances, or in their family. We love being surrounded by other human beings that are on a similar journey. In other words, they just are trying to become the best version of themselves in all aspects, not just financially. That's what we're good at, and that's what we love doing. So why would we be going and getting granular if there's somebody better than us than that, when we can actually do the things that we enjoy the most?
That's right.
And be the rocket fuel on this side of the business, while he's the rocket fuel on that side of the business, right?
I was going to say, I also enjoy raving reviews. Right? Like, when I get someone comes up and she's like, dude, you guys help me save money here, there, there. But I absolutely hate when it's a friend or an acquaintance. It's like, bro, like, what the heck? Something's off. I'm not getting the communication I was getting, or this didn't happen, or my return's not done yet. You know, it's like, oh my gosh. Like,
well, the thing is to them,
I don't like solving those problems. You know what I mean? Like, we'll solve them, but I love hearing when we freaking knock out of the park for somebody. And so knowing that we're making the right moves to do that for our customers, all while elevating our company, evolving people in our company with us, taking people who have been here with us from day one to, you know, whatever status they want to get to. Like, that shit is
well, and I promise you,
the best.
It is the best. And I promise you, when the pain sets in, and because you set out to do something so great and take care of people and be the change in an industry, if that's not happening and you hear a problem, it hurts to your core, down to your soul, right? And you don't want to have to go through that type of pain in order to course correct.
Yeah.
And so I guess this is just a call to all of you entrepreneurs that are listening, even not entrepreneurs, anybody, like, whatever's, like, self-audit all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, be real. What are you great at? What are you not great at? Who do you need to surround yourself with to become better in what area? Like, what are the things that get you most excited? What's more of what you could do to feel good about who you are as an individual? So if we're operating company, we want to, and we try to stay at the helm and at 30 million, we might hear more squeaky wheels and have more problems. That doesn't make us feel good.
Yeah.
So why would we want to do that? We don't want to do that. We want to do the things that make us feel good, which is provide an amazing service, which it would take a whole different set of eyeballs coming into the organization to have a different perspective of, like, yeah, dude, I've ran businesses that are 50 million. Let's see what you're working with. Yeah. Let's look under the hood. And that's what we're bringing in, because we care so much, right?
It's true.
And so if you care about what you're doing, you care about your clients, you care about scaling your business, then you will care enough to cut the check to the people that you need to cut it to be the best version of you. Because you're not the best version of you if you're doing the things that you're not the best at.
Right.
Because it's not lighting you up.
Yeah.
It's not making you feel a certain way, because you're exhausting yourself in an area that you're not the best at, and you're still dealing with problems. Yeah. So then now that's double energy suck, when you could just be tripling and doubling down on maybe getting more business. If you're a general contractor, you want to shake hands and get more business, and then just have your people come in and do what they're good at. Whatever it is, maybe you get the business and you have somebody else go check on all the properties because you don't like being in the weeds and doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you like doing, so you hire a sales guy to go out and get you more business. Wherever you thrive, continue to do that and double and triple down on it, and then surround yourself with people that thrive in the areas that you don't thrive, so that your business has the ability to thrive.
Yeah.
Right? And so That's what we're fucking doing. I don't know about you guys.
Own your role, man. Are you a starter or a finisher? Do you want to scale complaints or do you want to scale results? You know, make sure that you're building your team to be assembled with those starters and those finishers so that you truly can continue to level up.
And make sure that you know which one you are so that you understand which ones that you need, right? Without the self audit, you can't surround yourself with the people that you need that will benefit you, your business, and your other employees, unless you're keeping it real with yourself.
Right.
That's where it all starts.
Don't be dummies like us and grind for 10 years and not actually assess it.
Yeah.
What am I?
Well, when the
what am I? Who am I? Where am I going? What am I doing?
When the checks are fat, you're like, I'm fucking doing something right, bro. I make X amount. I'll fucking,
that's true, dude.
You know, and you'll just keep piling on the pain and piling on the stress and piling. She'll be like, oh, I'm still doing something right. I guess this check got bigger. So,
yeah, I mean, your money's a great report card until it's not.
Yeah. When you would rather give up half of it and just say, let's fucking be the best of the best of the best and make sure that everybody's happy, that our hearts are full. You know, we can go out there and sell, and we can go out there and get more attention on our business because that's obviously what we're great at. So let's bring in the people that are great at what they're great at. Let's be great at what we're great at. And then we can all live a better life because they're in the area that gives them fulfillment. Yeah. We're in the area that gives us fulfillment. Find the area that gives you fulfillment. And the first way of doing is, what do you feel good doing in your organization? What don't you feel good doing in your organization? Are you a starter? Are you a finisher? And after you answer some of those questions, then decide who do you need in your organization to create a complete team with starters and with finishers so that whatever you start, you have the ability to see it through to the finish line, even if it's not you dragging it there. It's you handing it off. Well, it's a relay race, right? There's the relay race in the Olympics. Guess what? They need all legs of the team. They need each member to run their leg because there's better starters right off the starting gate.
Yeah.
And guess what? That fourth person that's coming around with the baton, they're a better finisher. They can sprint to the finish, and they put some of the fast sprinters towards the end to be able to make it up. And it's all assembled as
some people
a
team. Are quicker getting off the line. Some people are great.
But they know that.
Right.
And so they can create a team that can get the results that they're looking for based upon the data of them really assessing self and saying, well, you're good here, you're good here, you're good here. Assess self honestly so that you understand what your needs are, because I think that people just aren't doing it honestly. They're neglecting the needs of the business and giving themselves too much credit that they could do it. Therefore, they remain the same or they remain in pain, right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I guess the only thing I would add to that to, you know, wrap it up is like, are you great at paying attention? Because how are you going to assemble your team if like you're not paying attention to what's really going on day to day? If you're not really watching your team and who is the great starter and who is the great finisher and how you're putting them together. And if you're building a media team, like Corey's a great starter, he has ideas for the videos and getting things all set up. But then we got guys like Nick that can go through and like bring it to the finish line by watching hours of media and taking this piece and merging with this piece. And you know what I mean? But if you're the visionary of your company, you're the owner, the CEO, and you're not paying attention, then it's going to be pretty hard to assemble your team with starters and finishers. So just make sure, like, whatever you are and you're owning that, you better make sure that you are spending the time and really paying attention. You and your partner, you and your partners, you, if you're the only owner of, like, who are the starters and who are the finishers so you can put them together. Mm. So you got to make sure you have that skill of really paying attention as well.
That's true. Yeah. I like that. Now here's the point where we ask you again to rate and review the podcast. Please do it. We'd be forever grateful. We have 555 of them. We enjoy reading them. Yeah. They are fucking cool to read, and it makes us feel good. It makes us feel cooler than we are. But so keep doing it.
Yeah,
you know, don't stop now. but for real, like I noticed, like the month of June, we only had like one or two or a couple or something. I'm like, that's weak as shit. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, we haven't really had any call to actions and telling people to do it in a long time because we're just like, we show love and we expect people to show love back, right? Like, we assume some things just based upon who we are. Anybody that's brought value to us, we're like, how can we bring value back to them? Yeah. Like, rate, review, you know? And so that's why we don't harp on you guys too much. But, you know, I've got to kind of turn a new leaf here as we've talking about audit self and realize that we need to ask more. So here we are. Please review the podcast. Share it with somebody that you love and care about, because that's the only way that it grows. We're not really running ads to it or anything like that. And I would say we're probably the best of the best of the best. The most known unknown podcast that exists.
Well, let's be real, man. Like, we truly love building other people up, like we talked about. Yeah. And the best way to do that is become more well known so that we can build more people up, right? Yeah. Like, it's
a win-win.
It's a win-win.
You get to serve a homie by showing them us. You know what I mean? And then the homie elevates because they get to know us, right? Yeah. And
help us do more of what we love doing, which is building people up, including you. So give us a rate, give us a review, share it, and let's keep making this thing a movement.
Amen. Amen. Other than that, guys, take care, kick ass, have a good week.
Peace.